paused at like 23 seconds on this video for like 2 minutes, like painting my nails, just sitting here, like I can't even get past it. Like, could you fucking imagine waking up and like that is your life? Like, you got your fucking tarp and your sleeping bag and your Crocs. What the fuck kind of shoes are those for a homeless person? You wake up next to this rusty ass fucking fence. You know what I mean? Like, behind this shit, and it's like there's just like a gas station in the distance. Like, I mean, it's just. Could you fucking imagine, like, that being your life? Like, you wake up and that's your life. And it's like, look, I'm not condoning any type of behavior that this guy is, like, you know, engaged in the past, but I'm just saying, could you fucking blame somebody for doing some fucking drugs, living like that? Like, this is why homeless people have a drug problem, is because their lives are this fucking completely, like, no protection, just constant exposure. You know, it's like the world is not catered to fucking homeless people, dude. Like, these people have to find somewhere to take a shit, have to find somewhere to take a piss. It's like everybody else ain't got to deal with that. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, you know, Zane did end himself up in this situation. Pretty much it's his own fault. You know, everybody's like to blame for their own problems, aren't they, basically? But what kind of a traumatic situation are these people running from? That this is where they end up. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, they're to blame and everything, but there's also everything that happened to them, you know, that's to blame for how they feel and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, haters want to hate, but number one, they're not as entertaining as Zane is, and they have no fucking prayer of ever being that entertaining. It's like you're either that way or you're not. And his haters are just not. They're just not entertaining. You know? But it's like you can hate all day and night, but this fucking guy is. He's a survivor. I mean, he's a survivor. He's legend. Period. It's sad though. It's like I personally never want to see Zane in this situation again. I personally never want to see him fucking homeless again. Like, sorry, but it's just played out now, and now it's just sad. You know what I mean? Like, before it was like when he was like in the desert and stuff, you know what I mean? It's like there's a difference between urban homelessness and desert homelessness. Like, when you're in the desert, you're like on a horse with no name, and you're just like this crazy fucking guy who's like, where is this fucking guy even? Like, how is there even an internet connection where this fucking guy is right now? You know what I mean? You go from that to sleeping behind a rusty fence in the middle of Fort Worth. It's like, I'm sorry, but that's just sad. Like, that's not mind blowing. That's just sad. And it becomes this thing of like, all that's mind blowing or unbelievable about it now is that he don't get killed. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so let's avoid this situation in the future. I mean, this is just not. I don't think this is what anybody wants to see. You know what I mean? Zane's got a room now and all that kind of stuff, and that's great and all, but like let's definitely avoid this urban homelessness shit in the future, because it's just fucking sad. And I fucking swear, like, if this has to be done again, at least get a good pair of shoes and not this Crocs bullshit. Like, what the fuck is that? Maybe in the summer that'd be okay, but in the fucking winter? I mean, what?